Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 72, anemia iron deficiency, according to clinical knowledge summaries of National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Iron deficiency occurs as a result of long-term negative iron balance. The iron deficiency spectrum ranges from iron depletion to iron deficiency anemia. The iron deficiency anemia is diminished red blood cell production due to low iron stores in the body. And anemia is defined as a hemoglobin level to standard deviations below the normal for age and sex. In men aged over 15 years, this is below 130 grams per liter. In non-pregnant women aged over 15 years, the hemoglobin below 120 grams per liter. In children aged 12 to 14, it's hemoglobin below 120. In pregnant women, it's below 110 throughout pregnancy. And hemoglobin level of 110 or more appears adequate in the first trimester, and the level of 105 appears adequate in the second and third trimesters. Postpartum, it's hemoglobin below 100 grams per liter. The cause of iron deficiency anemia is often multifactorial and may be broadly attributed to dietary deficiency, malabsorption, increased loss, or increased requirements. Symptoms commonly include fatigue, dyspnea, and headache. Common signs of iron deficiency anemia include pallor and atrophic glossitis. Less common signs include tachycardia, nail changes, and angular keloids. There may be an absence of signs even if the person has severe anemia. Serum ferritin level is the biochemical test which most reliably correlates with relative total body iron stores. In all people, a serum ferritin level of less than 30 micrograms per liter confirms the diagnosis of iron deficiency. However, ferritin levels are difficult to interpret if infection or inflammation is present, as levels can be high even in the presence of iron deficiency. Ferritin levels may be less reliable in pregnancy. And the underlying cause of the iron deficiency anemia should be determined and treated. Referral should be arranged urgently using a suspected cancer pathway for an appointment within 2 weeks for people aged over 60 years with iron deficiency anemia, women aged over 55 years with postmenopausal bleeding. An urgent referral should be considered for people aged under 50 years with rectal bleeding. A diagnostic trial of iron treatment should be considered in premenopausal women with a history of menorrhagia or pregnant women if there is no suspicion of celiac disease. A diagnostic trial of iron treatment should not be used for men and postmenopausal women. GI sources of bleeding should be excluded. Iron deficiency anemia should be treated with one tablet once daily of oral ferrosulfate, ferrosfumarate, or ferrosgluconate, and continued for 3 months after iron deficiency is corrected. Hemoglobin levels, full blood count, should be checked after 2 to 4 weeks to assess the person's response to iron treatment. People should undergo a specialist assessment if there's a lack of response. Increase of less than 20 grams per liter in the hemoglobin level after 2 to 4 weeks. So that's all about iron deficiency anemia. It's just the general information. Hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.